how much change there is.
Right, those are some of the most important considerations. What would you call a separate building for storing corn?
Crib.
All right, and what about one for storing other kinds of grain?
Granary.
All right, now, was that a building, or when you think of a granary, is that a building or part of a building?
Well, it could be either one.
Do you have a granary?
Yeah.
Now, what is it? Could you describe it for me?
Well, I grade the back in it and got bins in it to put grain in when we were raising.
Mm-hmm.
And the crib's in the barn, part of the barn,
mm-hmm.
and put the corn in there.
I see. So the crib's in the barn, but the granary is...
It's a separate building.
I see. And the granary is used for grain and for... And you.
And the tobacco and mm-hmm. storage and stuff.
I see. Now, what do you call the upper part of the barn?
Loft.
All right. Do you ever call that anything else?
Yeah, I don't know. Upstairs.
Another interesting one that both of the other
people... Upstairs is a loft.
Both of the other people called it a mow.
Mow.
Uh-huh.
I guess that's back before me.
Yeah, they called it both of them called it a mow.
See what I mean?
Yeah, that's exactly the idea. See, but that's very interesting. I mean, it's just as interesting when there are differences.
I've heard that, but I never did use it.
You never used it. Well, that's what I want now, really, is, you know, the words that you use. How about they don't do this much anymore. In fact, very rarely, they used to, hay used to be collected in a large mound outside. You know,
windrow.
Yeah, but even higher than that.
Stacks.
Yeah. What did you call that? Just a...
Stacks or ricks.
Mm-hmm. Now, what's the difference between a rick and a stack?
A stack's rounding and a rick's long.
I see. And have you ever seen one with four poles on it with a cover over it? You ever seen a haystack that was covered?
Yeah, I've seen haystacks covered, and I've seen ricks covered.
How are they covered? Describe that for me, what it looked like.
Well, they put tarpaulins or...
Never covered with a roof, though.
Well, I don't believe I've seen one with a roof.
Have you ever seen one with four poles and a sliding roof?
I don't think so. I've seen plenty stacked around a pole,
uh-huh.
one pole,
yeah.
and three or four poles in a rick, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then, now you mentioned the at haying time, before they put it in the stack, they put it in these smaller piles, and what were they called?
Shocks or windrows.
Okay, and then the place in the barn where hay is stored?
Is loft.
And a shelter for cows, placed maybe on the side of the barn where cows can come in under the rain.
A shed.
Now, would you just call it a plain shed or a cow shed?
Cow shed.
And a shelter for horses in the barn.
A stable.
And now I don't know if you still do this, but do you milk your cows?
No.
Have you, on your father?
Used to. Yeah.
All right. When you milked the cows, where did you, now in the summertime, you milked them outside, didn't you?
Yes, sir.
What did you call that place where you milked them?
Oh, the milk lot. Barn lot.
Okay. And a place, a shelter enclosure for hogs and pigs. And where do you keep your hogs so they don't just roam around the field?
Pen.
Do you call it just a pen or?
Oh, pen or shelter or.
Do you have a cover, a roof over that?
Well, mine lot.
Uh-huh.
Mine runs a lot and can go in the pen.
Uh-huh. You call that a hog lot or just a barn lot?
Hog lot and shelter farm.